rest. And remember, God wants you free from every fear so that you can enjoy the abundant life Jesus died to give you.
To Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. God is, and not be afraid of people's faces, or their scowls, or their persecution. See, what God does as He builds, as He prepares these blocks, He'll send you through things to give you a soft heart, but a tough hide. Your spiritual hands will be all calloused, but your heart will be soft. See, we don't want the opposite, soft hands and calloused heart. So He has to give you a measure of boldness, a measure of courage, so that you can build people. See, iron has to sharpen iron. Have you ever, you've been in places where they have these grinders, and guess what? You see a lot of sparks. Matter of fact, you need to put on a mask. And sometimes them sparks go and they burn you. Ouch. What? Iron is sharpening iron. So you have to understand that in a church setting like this, I pray that you have heard or will hear some things that will sharpen you, amen, that will even cause sparks, because it means that you are being sharpened up. Do you understand what I mean? See, when the building was built, if I can put it in this context, when the building was built, when Solomon's temple was built, the stones were hewn out in the quarry. They were fashioned and shaped so that when they got to the place of construct, there was no hammers, no saws, no grinders, no nothing. They just set them in place. That's how church ought to be. That's how meetings like this ought to be, where it's a celebration because we all got victory all week long. Oh, there'll be needs here and there. You understand, if we become the church, because God will deal with you at your house in the wee hours of the morning, late at night, He'll talk to you, He'll instruct you, He'll show you the way to go, He'll deal with your heart. And so when we come together, sometimes there's need for breakthrough, but the majority of time, you ought to bring a praise with you. As the elder was saying, what did you bring to offer unto God? I came to celebrate. You know, like the song said, I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. Why? He gave me victory all week. Devil tried to get me, but God gave me the victory. I'm an overcomer. I had a breakthrough. Amen. So we come together to celebrate. So it's not people-centered, it's God-centered. We came for a God encounter. Amen. But the blessing model is people-centered. You know, people wooing others' gifts. Child, she brought the house down. And people following after giftings and talents. Thank God for giftings. There are gifted people in the body. We have gifted people here. Thank God for that. But thank God for those, too, that know how to just keep themselves. And don't vaunt things. And don't try to stand out. Amen. But just are humble and know how to praise God and exercise their gift and bless the body. Amen. And help build the body. Now, what's important, every joint, that's every one of us. I don't care how young or old you are, every joint must supply. You have a portion to supply. Nobody is just to warm these seats. Thank you, Elder. I love that passion. I said, no one's just to warm seats. If we're truly going to be the city church. See what we are. There's a church, let's say, I'm sure there's churches down the street, you know, different places close to us. We are tribes. We are a particular tribe. You know, when Israel crossed over, the tabernacle was in the middle. There were tribes to the north. There were tribes to the east, tribes to the west, tribes to the south. All distinct. Had distinct flavor, distinct characteristics. The tribes, the tribe of Issachar, understanding of times, to know what Israel ought to do. Tribe of Zebulun, men that were expert in war, that could keep rank. They were not of a double heart. All the tribes were distinct. So we're not trying to be like everybody else. I'm not trying to emulate somebody else's church, but I'm going to esteem them because they're a tribe. You got black tribes, white tribes, and it's not even a color thing. It's a matter of a spirit dimension. It's not Asian or African or European or American. It's a kingdom thing. Let me say it this way. We all's one. We all's God's little children. I don't care where you come from. If you got the Spirit of God on the inside, then we can relate. We are one. Even, you know, in Malaysia, there are 52 of us, 52 nations. 52 nations that get together and we praise God together. Some don't even speak English. And some songs they don't sing in English. But the spirit that's there. We know that's our brother. We know that's our sister. Whether it be Indonesian, whether it be Papua New Guinea, we know and they know there's a connectedness there because we're of a particular tribe. In order to build a house, you have to identify your tribe. And I'm using the word tribe because that's what they were. They were tribes that came out. And they all surrounded the tabernacle. When the tribes were in place, the glory. See, that's why we build. That's why we build. And not just bless. Now, in a building model, you're going to be blessed. But much more than just a temporary blessing. You become a foundation. You become a stone that's in place that God will constantly use, that God will constantly flow through in order to bring others into their proper place. Amen? Very important. Now, just real briefly, I'm going to take a couple more minutes here, but now we see AI is not what we want. It's a place of defeat. As fun as it might be to the flesh and to the carnal man, it's taking you nowhere. It's going nowhere. Don't sacrifice your primary assignment for an experience. Don't sacrifice what God has called you to primarily for just a whim and experience. Quickly, the Bethel model is first an assembled house of God. God assembles the house. How many know, except the Lord build the house? Now, God will use you and I, but it'll be Him building it. The instruction that was given to Moses is, be sure you build the tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed you in the mount. When he did it according to that instruction, the glory of God came and filled the house. See, that's what we want. As an assembled house, why we assemble, why we take the painstaking effort to challenge people's lives. You know, I challenge people all the time to be faithful. It ain't, as far as I know, it ain't never snowed down here. And we've been there over 30 years now, and it ain't never snowed. But I come from a place where it snowed so much that, you know, you'd have to go out and dig your car out to find out which one was yours. Coming out of church, I've been through that. Couldn't find it. I know it's one of them three. And yet, God put in my heart to be faithful. And what I mean by faithful, to be accountable. to have faithfulness. Moreover, it is required in a steward that a man be found faithful. How can God entrust you when he can't trust you? He don't know if you're going to go or not, whether you're going to be there or not. That's Ai, gifted folk, just couldn't count on them. They didn't have the character to be diligent and vigilant and consistent. See, discipline is almost a lost characteristic. I'm just going to flow with God. That's the organism, but there's an organization too. Just think of it. I know I was supposed to teach and preach this morning. What if I told my wife, I don't feel like going this morning. I'm tired. I ain't going. I'm going to watch it. I'm just staying home and get ready for the game tonight. I got Super Bowl fever. I ain't going today. Then not only would people say, what's wrong with the pastor? God, too, would step in and say, hey, can I trust you or no? See, sometimes we got to go when we're hurting. When we've been disappointed. Amen. But how many today just stop in their tracks when something don't feel right? I felt evil. I felt something evil. Never go back there. Amen. I think we get the gist of it. One more thing. Bethel is a building model. It's a constructed house, a place where man is changed. It represents God's interests, not man's interests. It's a habitation of God, and first and foremost, it's the gateway of heaven. See, when that's in order like that, when we labor to bring things in order like that, what's on the ground will cause heaven to stir. And God says, I got to come down and see. I got to come down and inhabit that house. And that's where miracles take place. That's where people's lives are transformed. That's where healings and deliverances and salvations and revival and restoration and resurrection, all these things take place there. It's not just a shout me now based upon someone's talent. It's God doing what he has purposed. His kingdom has come. Amen. Go on and give him a hand clap of praise. I say his kingdom has come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's what Bethel represents. An assembled house of God. Stand to your feet, everyone, just for a moment. I want to pray for you. We are the living stones. I'm committed to you. I don't belong to you. I belong to God first. But this is my tribe. And I'm part of a tribe of 52 other nations. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.